Hello, book lovers and bookworms.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And this is Books, Books, and More Books.
Today we're going to be talking about one of our favorite faith books, The Shack. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know it's a little different from what we normally do, but read it. It's so good.
I mean, it's not really different. This is all books that we, like, read.
True. So. But, I mean.
Yeah, it's different in the fact that we have been doing fantasy and mythology and magic, but still.
This is still a great book. Read it. I love it so much, guys. So much.
How about you do the synopsis for it, Rachel, because you know it.
Okay. Better. So we got this. The main character's name is Mackenzie, but everyone calls him Mac. And this is kind of like, I'm doing it in the timeline order instead of the order the book goes, but that's okay anyway. So he and his kids go on this camping trip up in the mountains, I don't know where, and his youngest daughter, Missy, gets kidnapped and, well, brutally murdered in a shack. And so then it's a few years later, and it's this big snowstorm, and he goes out to get the mail, and he, like, slips on the driveway getting the mail, hits his head, you know. And so he's already kind of, like, not in a great mood because, yeah. And then he goes into the mailbox, and there's only one little letter in there, and it reads, Mackenzie, oh, wait, I forgot a key point here. His wife, Nan, calls God Papa. That's a very key point. Anyway, it reads, Mackenzie, it's been a while. Meet me up at the shack next weekend, Papa. And so he kind of debates whether or not to go, and obviously he decides to go, otherwise there would be no book. And he meets these three people, Papa, Jesus, and Sarayu, which is the Holy Spirit. And so it's kind of his time up there. Oh, yeah, he meets Sophia, too, but you can find out who Sophia is later.
I forgot who Sophia is.
I will tell you. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, so, and then he, like, he's driving home, and then once he's done with this amazing weekend, he's, like, driving home, and he's not really paying attention, and he gets hit, and he's, like, in critical condition, and things aren't great, and so,
Tons of stuff.
And then, anyway, and so, okay, so, back to where we were, oh, wait, there wasn't a break for you. But anyway, and then he tells his family about this when he wakes up, and they're like, you haven't been gone all weekend. It's only Friday night, which is the night he went to the shack. And he's like, no, I was there for a whole weekend. And so anyway, it's just, yeah, that's pretty much the main synopsis. Oh, yeah, he finds his daughter's body, which I know is sad, but it's also happy.
It helps him find the killer, basically, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, and the guy's a serial killer, so it's a really good thing. And, like,
he's called the ladybug killer because he leaves a pin, I think it is.
Yeah, a little ladybug,
pin. And each dot represents a child that he's killed.
So Missy was the fifth. And, yeah, I know, it's really sad, but it's such a happy, good book.
The thing is, though, it's a really good book because it accepts the teachings of the church.
But it's not,
today.
Like, the dogmatic, like, Catholic insanity that some people can't handle.
But it also, like, it accepts the teachings of the church, but it also allows you to grow deeper in your own faith. It says, like, yeah, this is what the church teaches, and that's good and everything, but you also need your own faith, kind of. And this book kind of shows you that's a good thing. And it also shows how one thing can help you grow in faith, even though it might not seem like it can.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like, he gets to see Missy one last time. And he gets to see,
when he sees Missy one last time, that part I seriously almost cried at, because it's
so,
like,
beautiful.
I mean, there's big spoilers coming up, like there is every episode, but he's, like, in this cave, which is where he meets Sophia.
Yeah.
Sophia?
Here comes...
Is that Sophia? Is it Sophia?
Yeah, it's Sophia. Okay. Here comes...
Anyways.
Here comes the judge. Yeah, anyway.
And there's this waterfall, and he looks through it, and he sees Jesus, and he sees his daughter, and they're like playing, and then the daughter comes up and is like kind of talking to him, kind of, I guess.
And what's even better is like when they're all playing together, like his other kids are there with Missy, and apparently his other kids are like asleep and dreaming of this happening, but it's like really happening. And then Jesus makes Missy a pretty coffin, and she gets buried in this beautiful garden, and it's just, it's happy. Guys.
Yeah, it's happy, but it's also sad, and it's like, no, and yes, at the same time.
Oh, and he makes amends with his father. That's not really a key point, but that was one of my favorite chapters, guys. Yeah,
the
guys.
Chapter with all the people, with the colors, and then one-to-one, all that was...
Oh, and being able to see like that, I hope that's what it's really like, because that would make me really happy.
That would be cool, because basically what happened is he and his dad... I think he got in, like, a big fight about something.
What happened was his dad was abusive and an alcoholic.
Okay, yeah. It's been a while since I've actually read the book, and sometimes I forget things, though usually I don't.
It's kind of the same idea. He still, like, got into fights with his dad.
But, anyway, so there's this one scene, though, where he is taken to, like, a top of a hill, and at the bottom of the hill, you see all these, like, people, and they have, like, auras around them with different colors. And I forget what each color means.
I don't think that he really gave a meaning in the
book.
Well,
like, they mean something.
Yeah, like...
Like it, a different stage of their life or something like that.
As when a child's born, their aura is all white, and as they go through different things in life, it adds colors and other things.
And so there's, like, different things. There's, like, children, and then there's, like, angels who are, like, helping guide them, and then there's adults and everything, and there's this one who an angel is guiding, and his aura is, like, all... different colors, and it's like,
and it's
shaky,
like,
and
yeah, and it's also like the colors, different people's colors can reach out and interact with each other, and like his colors keep shooting out, and it's agitating the whole group of spirits, I guess.
Yeah, so it's like kind of basically fireworks, is the only way I can kind of describe it. And he...
Oh, wait, I got it on how they react to each other. Each relationship between two persons is absolutely unique. That is why you cannot love two people the same. It is simply not possible. You love each person differently because of who they are and the uniqueness they draw out of you. So that's talking about the colors and how the different colors react with each other. So
and how, like, one color... Like, a pink might draw out a blue of someone, but then a different, like, a purple might draw that same blue out. But it's just a different color that drew it out. It's kind of what I feel like it is, kind of characteristics that kind of draw out.
Yeah.
So, but then he is like, who is that person? What's happening? And he explains. And he figures out that it's his dad and everything, and he kind of... goes and he's talking to him. He's like, I forgive you. And yeah, it's beautiful. Like, those are the stories that you want during stressful times.
Yeah, so I'm trying to find you guys some really good quotes that I love. I wish I had the book with me, but I don't, guys, so I'm just using my iPad.
To be honest, I wasn't the one who got into the book. Like, usually I am the one out of my family who's, like, seeking out books and, like, searching for them and wanting to read them. This one was actually my mom, and what happened is she wanted a book to read because we were going up to the mountains for mine and her birthdays, as we're only 2 days apart, and it was a weekend, so we were able to go up there, and so we were going up there, and she wanted a book to read because we were going fishing, and she looked at books and everything, and she found this one, and I think she thought it was something different, and then she read the back and figured out it was actually this, and... she got it and she read it, and I'm like, oh, I think, and basically probably what the same thing she did is, oh, I think there's a movie about that. So I asked her what it's about. She told me, and it was something completely different. I asked her if I could borrow it sometime, and she said, of course, and then I completely forgot about it. And then we get back to school, and Rachel asks if anyone has read The Shack.
No one
has. No one even heard of it except for me, and then I read it basically that night. Almost the entire book.
Yeah, my aunt recommended it to me. Anyway, so here's a couple of really good quotes. So one of them is, pain has a way of clipping our wings and keeping us from being able to fly. And if left unresolved for very long, you can almost forget that you were ever created to fly in the first place. And then wait, I have to get to the other one.
Normal is a myth, yes.
Yes, okay, sorry. Lies are a little fortress. Inside them you can feel safe and powerful. Through your little fortress of lies, you try to run your life and manipulate others. But the fortress needs walls, so you build some. These are the justifications for your lies. You know, like you are doing this to protect someone you love, to keep them from feeling pain, whatever works, just so you feel okay about the lies. And then another one about the colors.
Emotions are the colors of the soul.
Okay, I think, yeah. I could keep quoting this for
hours.
Yeah,
the book has like tons of different good quotes. Another good thing is Papa, who is God. We all think of it as, I'm going to call it, and you'll see why in a minute, as a father figure, as a male. But when...
And usually like a white male, just to... I know some...
Yeah, that's good. That's actually good. But when Mac knocks on the door, it is not that. It is a African-American, like completely African-American... Like
grandmother-like.
Yeah. Who opens the door. And it's grandmother-like lady because it's a woman, if you haven't figured that out. And she's baking. She has an apron on and all that. You figure out later that the reason why is at the beginning of the world is there is more of need of a father figure when God created the world. There's more need of a father figure.
They're going to need a father figure again. So that's why.
Yeah, that's why we always think of him as like a male person.
Yeah.
But really now there's kind of more an equal need. And so it's also depends on the person too. I think is what they were saying.
Yeah. And then Sarayu is the Holy Spirit. And like, if you look directly at her, you can't really see her, but she's an Asian woman and Jesus is actually the only guy until the end of the book. And then Papa turns into an older white guy because fit the stereotype. Anyway, yeah. No, there's actually a reason, but I don't want to tell you.
And Jesus is the, like, Mideastern kind of, like, all that you see in paintings kind of person. But he's, like, really... His hands, like, he's a carpenter, so his hands should be kind of rough, but, like, he says that they're, like, really soft and gentle.
And then, like, all three of them have the scars from being on the cross, and, you know, we should probably end this. This is getting long. But I love this book.
It's a really good book. Just so basically, I mean, that's probably all we could tell you without basically telling you the entire story anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Basically, if you want to, if you feel like you're struggling in your faith, read this book.
And even like, if you're not, read it. And even if you're, like, not, don't really care, read it. Like, just
read it. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter if you read it for... getting stronger in your faith, read it for if you're bored. It's going to help you no matter what.
It's a great book, guys. I love it.
Oh, so next week, time we are going to have a sophomore. Christina Finch.
And so she'll come on as a guest speaker and
she's going to be talking about like romance novels, lessons, top 10 and stuff like that. So that is even going to, that's also going to be kind of farther from our thing. I mean, I read sometimes.
But I usually like it in my books, like not just
like
is my
book. Rachel likes ones where it's like mythologies and stuff like that. And it has romance.
Because
I have read books where it's like the entire thing is romance.
I mean, I can do it, but it's just, I'm not as into that stuff. But anyway.
So that's going to be next time, a guest speaker, first one. And in 2016, we're going to be having more guest speakers. And hopefully we will be doing more
about
videos. Yeah. And
we're also
going
to try and get self-published authors. So if you want to be part of that, let us know.
You know someone who like is a published author who's not like a teacher who is a published author or a student who is a published author, not like anyone who goes to Regis basically.
Yeah.
So see you next time from books, books, and more books.
Bye guys. Love ya. I don't really.